More explosions have been reported in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and the areas surrounding it. At least three people have been killed, including two children. Kyiv's mayor says that air defences in the city have been activated following Russian airstrikes. He's urged people to stay in shelters. Doctors say more than a dozen people have been injured. Meanwhile, the U.S. has announced a new $300 million military aid package to Ukraine in response to the latest wave of missile attacks by Moscow. The assistance includes air defense systems and ammunition.
I think this week, as you all seen, Russia has continued to wage just a brutal, completely unprovoked war against Ukraine, launching yet more airstrikes and bombarding Ukrainian cities all across the country. In fact, in just this year, month of May, Russia's launched 17 different air assaults against Kyiv, harming civilians, devastating civilian areas, hitting civilian infrastructure. Now, in response, the United States is going to continue to support Ukraine, help give them things that they need to better defend themselves.
Earlier, Russia said it was evacuating hundreds of children from villages in the region of Belgorod, very close to the Ukrainian border. The Kremlin says the situation there is alarming. The governor of the region says the first 300 children will be relocated to areas further inside Russia. There follows an increase in attacks on Russian soil in recent weeks. At least five people have been killed and 19 others wounded by shelling in the Russian-controlled region of Luhansk. Moscow says Ukraine is responsible for the attacks. A construction site and a farm were targeted. Yulia Shapovalova has more on the strikes and shelling in Russia and Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine.
The Belgorod region that borders Ukraine came under fire again. Four people were injured. One of them is in the critical condition right now. The authorities of the Lugansk region that Russia considers its territory, HIMARS rocket filled with shrapnel claimed the lives of five people. Another 20 were injured in the village of Karpaty in the Lugansk region. According to the Russian side and the Russian authorities and Russian sources, the Ukrainian nationalists, that's how they call them, attacked some road equipment and houses of civilians, and one of those civilians was killed. Wednesday morning also brought yet another drone attack in the Krasnodar region, and the Afipsky oil refinery there was targeted. Various Telegram channels reported it was Ukrainian drones, but officially, that hasn't been confirmed yet.